In handing down the sentence, Judge Todd Shaughnessy told the defendant that he would probably be doing some jail time if not for the letters written by friends and former colleagues who said they think he can come back from his mistake. Late last year, Scott was charged with 3 second-degree felony counts of theft. He pled guilty to one of those in April. The criminal information said that some routine fire district audits showed that starting in June of 2011, Scott was altering his time for vacations, holidays, and sick leave. As a result, he was taking time off with pay but not using his accumulated time off, meaning he was taking more time off work with pay than he was entitled to. The monetary value of the hours fraudulently taken in 2011, 2012, and 13 amounted to nearly $33,500. Scott paid full restitution to the court Monday as part of his sentencing. The court also heard from Park City Fire Chief Paul Hewitt, who said his statement was for both the court and Scott.
The profession of a firefighter requires honesty, integrity, dedication, and accountability. When a firefighter falls outside these boundaries, they may no longer be able to carry the honorable title of firefighter. That does not mean, however, that they can't go on in life to do good things. I would like to take this moment to tell Randy that we, the Park City Fire District, expect and even demand great things from him in the future. Randy's actions toward the fire district caused immense amounts of anger, embarrassment, confusion, sadness, and loss of trust among our members. Our profession, and more specifically the Park City Fire District, will go on in fulfilling our mission of protecting and valuing others' lives and property, but damage to our organization has been done. We charge Randy to right his wrongs by doing good things and making his family and those who know him proud of him.
County Prosecutor Ryan Stack said the defendant had held a position of respect and trust with the fire district, and his actions had completely devastated the personnel there. In a brief statement, Scott said he apologized.
I am truly sorry for my actions. I've let a lot of people down, and I know that. I took great pride in being a firefighter, and that's all done with now, and it's devastated me professionally and financially. And I have no one to blame but myself. I've taken full responsibility for it, and I just want to say how sorry I am.
His attorney, Greg Scordis, added his client had taken responsibility from the start for his actions.
He's lost a lot, and I assume most of the people in the court would say deservedly so, but he probably never would be able to practice the profession that he spent his whole life learning. That he served. This was a horrible mistake by Randy. He's acknowledged that from day one. He has made every effort to make it right. The court didn't hear a preliminary hearing in this case. He accepted responsibility for this. I have restitution in full today, and it's $33,000 of change.
Judge Shaughnessy suspended a sentence of up to 15 years in prison and a $10,000 fine, but handed down 36 months of probation. The prosecution had asked for a $5,000 fine. The judge modified that to $1,500, saying that was due to Scott's lack of criminal history and the fact he paid complete restitution on Monday. The judge did, however, levy more hours of community service than the county attorney asked for, setting 400 hours to be completed with a governmental agency or nonprofit. Judge Shaughnessy added this comment.
You're fortunate that you've got people who are supporting you, including the fire chief. There are clearly lots of people who think that you are going to be able to put this in the past and put it behind you. And this is a very lenient sentence given the conduct that's involved. But it really is a testament to people who believe in you, believe that you can bounce back from that. But for that, you would probably be spending a lot of time in jail.
Third District Court Judge Todd Shaughnessy. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.